Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. And Lilu Nishmas, Marse Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, and based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Rabbi Gaon, Rabbi Yaakov Dovid Hamlik Shlita. In Parshas Vayera, at the very beginning, it says, Vayera Elav Hashem Be'Elanei Mamrei Bu'yoshev Pesach Olak V'chom Hayom. Avram is sitting, God appears to Avram in Elanei Mamrei, and he's sitting at the entrance to the tent, but the heat of the day, he lifts up his eyes, Vayseino Vayar, V'nei Shlosh Anashin Yitzav Molav, three people standing over him. Vayar, he sees them, Vayar, so they cross him, he runs towards them, he Pesach Olak from the entrance of the tent. Vayishtachu Arza, bows down. Vayomer Hashem, Imnamatsasi, or Adonai, if he's talking to them, my masters, to Perushim. Imnamatsasi chen beinecha, nasavor me'alav dechafai. Find favor in your eyes, don't pass over your servants. Rashi vayirai love levakar es hachola. To visit the sick, that's why God appeared to him. Aruchamir achanini yom shlishi milasu haya. Obo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shol b'shalom was the third day from his meal, he was in a lot of pain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to see how he's doing. Mamre gave him the Eitzah to do the Bris Mila, and therefore God appeared to him in his Chelek. Pesach Ol, the opening of the tent, Liros Miyashov Rishav Yachnisim Leveso. See if there are anybody passing by, and he's going to bring them into his house. Kechom Ayom, by the heat of the day, Hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamen Artika Shalat Shricha Borachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its sheaf, and really made it hot in order not to be matrichim with guests. So Ravin was mitzdar that guests weren't coming. He brought malachim in the form of people. Vayar, mal vayar, vayar, shtei pamit is vayar twice. Harishon kamashmo, first is pashtus, he saw. Right, vayisayna vayar, v'nei shal shanasim lovim vayar. The first one is he saw, and then the next one is he understood. Lashon havona. Vayomer, Shem Adnus, Imnamatsasi, Lagodal Shem Amar, Bakram Kulam Adonim. So the first chat, that's Lashon Chol, he was speaking to the biggest of all, and he called them his master. He called them all his master. Adonim Shali, Lagodal Amar, and to the biggest one he said, Don't pass by. If he doesn't go away, then his friends will also not go away. And this is a lashon of chol. It's not shame Hashem, just my masters. It's holy. He was telling God to wait till he runs and he brings in the guests. Meaning he's speaking to Hashem, by Yomer Hashem, I find favor in your eyes, don't go away, just wait, and I'm going to take care of the guests. Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia, Pei Vav Amud Beis says, Vayirai Elav Hashem Be'Elanei Mamre, and he's sitting Pesach Ol Kechom Hayom. What does it mean, Kechom Hayom? So Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Oso Yom Yom Shlishi Shel Mila Shel Avram, it was the third day of Avram Avinu's Mila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see how Avram's doing. Hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama in Artika, Hashem took this sun out of its sheaf, Kadesh Lo Yachircha, Sot Sadik Borchim. In order that the Orchim shouldn't come, it makes it really hot. Nobody should come bother him. Okay, we're skipping along the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nafak Yu Chazi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Koy above, he sees Hashem. By the entrance, Ayinu Dachsiv Al Nasa Avor Me'al Avdecha. That's what it means. Don't go away from your servant. Kevin Lachaz, the Kodesh Vashari, Amr Lab Arachar, Lamekam Hachi. Hacha. He sees Avram Avinu opening up and closing. Rashi says, his Mila. Looks like the bandage of his Mila. So he was dealing with his Bris Mila, with the medical issue. So Hashem said, it's not Derech Eretz for me to stay here. Hayinu Dechsiv, Vayisayna Vayar, V'nei Shlosh Anashim, Nitzav Mala Vayar, V'erakas Lekrosam, Meikar Asu Kamu Alei, Ki Chazayu, Dehavalei Tzara, Amru la barachara lemekam hocha. So it says, "Amlas avro me'alav decha." Hashem says that it's not derech eretz for me to stay here. And then Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, no, unless Avor me alav decha. Don't go away. And then it says, Vayter, Vayisai na vayar, Vinei shlosh anashin tzavim alav yar, Veretz lekrasim, so meikara, Asu kamu alei. In other words, originally, it says Nitzavim Olav, as Rashi explains. They were standing there. And when they saw he had tsar, they said, it's not derech eretz for us to stay here. And Levesof, Ayaretz Lekrasim. And in the end, he ran to them. Ad kan midivrei ha-Gemara. So, according to this Gemara, as we discussed at length in a previous shir, Avraham Avinu was telling Hashem, Hashem, don't go away. And that's Hashem, and therefore is Kodesh. And then Hashem said, no, it's not derech eretz to stand here, because you're in pain. And then it says, Vayisai na vayar, and the Malachim had the same thing. What's Pshat, the Gemara says, that they were nitzavim alav, they were standing over him, they were there. And then he has to run to them. Why do you have to run to them if they're already there? The answer is they went away because they saw that Avraham Avinu had tsar. And they said, it's not derech eretz for us to stand here. So, the mashmos of the sugya is that this is derived from kichom hayom. And we'd like to better understand how this fits into kichom hayom. And there's a Mizrahi here, which maybe we'll discuss in a future shir. But right now, we will go on a different derech, based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, Shlita, and we will begin with the He'ara of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on this Pasuk. Why is the one who is Mekabel the Nevuah mentioned before the name of Hashem? Usually, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Adam Ploni, or he spoke to Adam Ploni, and the name of God is before the person. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Or in many places it's like that, or like Hashem said to Avram himself earlier on. Vayira Hashem el Avram, Yud Bei Zayin. And then Vay Hashem Amar el Avram. Vayad Var Hashem el Avram. Vinei Dvar Hashem Elav. Vayira Hashem el Avram. It's all by Avram. It's God's name is always first. But in this pasuk, Vayira Elav Hashem. Why not Vayira Hashem Elav? You can read this pasuk 10,000 times and not realize, but something off here, it seems. Also Rashi is mefarish this pasuk, Vayira Elav Hashem Be'elanei Mamre. Kadosh Baruch Hu was revealing himself to Avram in the chelek of Mamre. B'schar shenosan Mamre Lavram Eitzal Amila. And this is difficult. Where do we find that you're mefarsim the balabayas of the place of Kabbalah's Nevuah? Why is it important that it has to be in Elone Mamre? Because he gave him the Eitz on the Mila. But where do you find this? That you're mefarsim the owner of the place where the Nevuah was? Frat Bavram, who was living in tents and he's going from place to place. It's Mistabri, he got a lot of nefuas. And Dafka here, they tell us who owned the, who's the Balabais. So it would appear from this that earlier on in the Tzivui in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Vayipol Avram Apanav, Vayidaber Ito Elokim Lemor. Rashi there explains, Vayipol Avram Apanav, Mimoira Hashchina, Sha'ad Shalom Mo Lo Hoya Bo Koach Lamod, Ruach HaKodesh Nitzav Esalav. And that's what it says, by Bilam, Nofel Aglui Einayim. So Avram Avinu fell on his face from the fear of the Shechina. That before he circumcised himself, he didn't have the strength to stand. And the Ruach HaKodesh stood over him. And that's what it says by Bilam, Nofel Uglui Einayim, he was falling and his was revealed eyes. He had the Hashuas HaShechina. He had Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah. So Avraham Avinu also, he fell on his face because he had more Shechina, because he didn't yet have a bris milah, and he didn't have koach lamod, and Ruach HaKodesh was standing over him. So we see from Rashi, Shekol Navi mispoil begufo mikabalas hanevuah. Oshu nofel al panav. So there's something that happens in the person, to a Navi's body, when he gets a nevuah, or he falls on his face, like Bilam, like Avram, before bris milah. Oshu Omed Mula Shechina, or he stands opposite the Shechina B'Kavod, Kavram Avinu after the Mila. Rambam says in Yisori HaTorah, Zayin Beis, B'Kulam Kishem Esnabin Evreim Mizdazim V'Koch Aguf Koshel V'Shtanaseyam Mizpitarfos V'Tishor Das Pnu L'Havim Mashitira M'Shem Ravram Bine Eimach HaShecha Gedol Enofelis Olav. So all these Nevi'im, when they're Misnabe, their limbs are shaken, their body weakens, and with their body, their body sort of bugs out, as they used to say, maybe they still say. And then this way, the das can be free to understand what it sees, like it says by Avraham Avinu, that he had chashema chashecha gadol and ofelasel, this trepidation, this darkness that falls on the great darkness that falls on him. In other words, the yisod of Nevuah is that a person becomes a kli to be makabel the Nevuah with his rational faculties, with his intellectual faculties, and his whole body is nullified to this engagement, to this involvement, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs the entire reality of this event, and a person is not the active. He's completely receptive. And if so, it's not possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Navi Kuchom Hayom in the heat of the day, where the Navi is feeling hot and the Navi is having tsar from the heat. Because what does it matter if it's hot, if it's cold, if the Navi is weak, if the Navi is strong? The ikur here is the Gvura of Hashem, and the Samar Nevuah. And the Navi is here just as a Kli Kibble. And there's no Chshivus for the situation of the body of the Navi, or for the mood of the Navi. And that's where Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said, Mai kechom hayom. The Pasuk is coming to tell us the situation of the body and the spirit of the Prophet. So this can't be a regular Nevuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Iker, and the Navi is subordinate. The Navi is tafel, he's secondary, he's receptive. El adarava. From the fact that the pasuk emphasizes the chom hayom, that there's something going on in the physical world outside of Hashem's pure revelation, which should be all that there is, it must be that there is a giving of honor to the status and power of the Navi through Bikur Cholim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming with concern that the Navi should be strong and healthy and feel good, and he shouldn't have Sar V'Choli. V'yesh kan matzav miyuchad. There's a special situation here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol is standing before the person. And that's the whole arichos in the sugya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol said, Avraham Avinu's mitzdayer, it's kedai for me to leave. It's not derech eretz to stand here. La baruch ar lemekam hacha. And Avraham Avinu foregoes his tzar, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remain there. This comes to teach us that this event was different from a normal situation that takes place between Hashem and the Navi. Here, the Navi is the Baal HaBayis kiviyachol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a guest. Normally, the Navi is the guest, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis. And this point is emphasized even more, because the Malachim said, "La'baruch ar lemekamachi." They also wanted to leave. Avraham Avinu had to run after them. And this comes to equate kiviyachol the situation of the guest with Hashem. Show that Hashem was a guest who was just visiting, and he's kiviyachol mishubet tehilchas derech eretz. He has to keep the laws of good manners, and not to be mitzar the Baal HaBayis. He has to make life easier for him. So you see from here why there's a special schus for Mamre, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself to Avram in his house, because b'derech klal the Gilui Shechina grabs the place becomes irrelevant, and it's mevatel the goof of the person. The Iker is the Shechina. It doesn't add honor to a person's house. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to visit, so that's recognizing the place, that's giving cover to the place. So therefore there's a big covet here for Mamre. So the Pasuk emphasizes Mamre. Now it's very meduktuk that it says Vayirei Elav Hashem. First it says Elav, and then only then it says Shem Shemayim, like the Arachaim noted. It's coming to tell us that this isn't a regular Mar Nevuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there and a person zocha to be Mishtayich, to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this vision. But the opposite, kiviyachol the person's here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming as a momentary guest. And therefore the emphasis here is first comes Avram kiviyachol. So HaKopana, what emerges from this, that the Iker proof of the sugya and Bav Metzia is from what the fact that it says in this pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealing himself to a person, Bebayis Shel Ploni. So, it's in this person's house. And then Kachom Hayom. If there's an emphasis on Kachom Hayom, that the weather is the thing, that the hot weather, we're emphasizing the hot weather, so then this isn't just a regular Mar Nevuah. This is something different. This is a Bikur Cholim. If it was a regular Mar Nevuah, who cares? Chom Hayom, Shmom Hayom. I shouldn't say that, it's a pasuk, but it's hot, it's not hot, it's cold, it's warm, it's spring, winter, summer, fall. Hashem is revealing himself. The answer is no. The Chom Hayom is the Iker here, because it's saying that Avram was suffering in the heat, and Hashem was coming to be Mechaved him, to visit him. And Avraham Avinu wasn't standing. Avraham Avinu was sitting. Avraham Avinu was the Chola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to be Mechaved him. Brachas Daf Yud tells the famous Gemara Who's like God that knows to make a peshem, a pshara, between two tzaddikim, between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu? Chizkiyahu said, let Yeshayahu come to me. Yeshayahu said, let Chizkiyahu come to me. So we have this vikuach here between the Navi and the Melech, who's going to go to who. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He brings Yisurim and Chizkiyahu, and he says to Yeshayahu, go visit the sick. As it says, Bayamimahem chol Chizkiyahu lamus. Vayavoy lav Yeshayahu ben Amotz, Hanavi, Vayomri lav koam Arashem, sound the bass like Yimesat of Lasichya. So it wasn't that day Chizkiyahu got sick to die, and Isaiah comes to him, Yeshayahu, and he says, so said Hashem, command to your house, you're going to die, you're not going to live. Why not? Because you weren't all sick prepared for Rivia. Nigzer was already been Nigzer. So he says to him, Ben Amotz, Kalein Abuascha, but say, get out of here. I have a Kabbalah from Beis Avi Abba. You didn't even have a sharp sword on your neck. Al Yimna Atzimum and Arachamim. Don't worry about mercy. Mercy will come. Amar of Hanan, Afilu Baal Chalomos, Amar Lola, the Machar Umeis, Al Yimna Atzimum and Arachamim. Even if a Baal Chalomos tells you, there's always rachamim. So he says, stop prophesying, get out of here. Rashi says, Mikublani Beis Aviyah, I have a Kabbalah from my father's father. Who is that? David. David saw Malach with a sword at the end of Shmuel, and he still asked for mercy. So says Rashi. So the number of kashas. Number one, there's an avur from Hashem to Chizkiyahu of command your house because you're going to die. Then why does it say that Yeshaya was sent for Bikur Cholim? He has to tell him this Nevuah. Number two, why does Hashem have to tell him to go be Mevakar Choli? He should go on his own. Number three, if there's a Nevuah for an Igzra Lech Igzera that he shouldn't daven, so then what's the difference between this and what Hashem says to Moshe? Rav Lech Al Tosef Dabrei Lai Od B'davar Zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu there did speak to Hashem. He did daven. And then Hashem said, enough is enough. So, but here, it says, no, it's a gzeira, don't say anything. So there Moshe Rabbeinu davened until he was told to stop. So here he said, oh no, even if you have a cherev chada, you should keep asking for mercy. So if there's an avua for an igzer alech igzera, then why does he keep davening? Moshe Rabbeinu was told to stop. So he should also stop. No. He says he kept davening. And what about Elof Tishmon? You have to listen to the Navi. Why can't the Navi ask for the tefillah just like it was asked to Moshe? And how's it mutter for Chizkiyahu to tell the Navi, stop your Nevuah and leave? The Navi has to say his Nevuah. Otherwise he's Kovish Nevuah, so you're not allowed to do that. You have to listen to the Navi, telling the Navi to stop saying your Nevuah. And they bring a raya from a Baal Chalomos. So that's not Mamash Nevuah. So what's the raya? Here's the Mamash Nevuah. And there should be a mitzvah of Elof Tishmon. So based on what we said, maybe Pshat in the Gemara is that just like there's a type of bikur which is like a nevuah, It's like Bikur Cholim Shel Mala. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mevaker the Navi. So there's also, you also can have that mitzvah the Navi himself. We have that Hashem was visiting Avraham Avinu. It was an Avuah here, but it was an Avuah of Bikur Cholim. So in the same way, the Navi coming, Alts Mevaker. He's the Shliach of Hashem to be the visitor. And that's what Hashem said to Yeshayahu, go be Mevaker the Cholim. Not that he's going to be a kind of mitzvah of Bikur Cholim like every Jew, but he's going to go with Torah's Navi to be the Shliach of Hashem. To do a Bikur Cholim Shel Mala, he's going to be Hashem's Shliach. And therefore there's a true Pshara. This is a real... Pshara. Can't think of the word now in English. That each side is conceding a little bit. Yeshayahu wasn't going to Chizkiyahu to say the Nevuah. He's been going to Bishlichus Shel Mala. So this isn't the Shlichus of Nevuah. It's a Shlichus of Bikur Cholim. He's really coming in place of Hashem, Kibiyachol. Because he didn't want to go Alts Navi. But now he's going as a Shliach of Hashem to be Mevaker the Chole. And therefore there's no mitzvah Elif to Shimon in this Nevuah. He doesn't have to listen. Because the Navi wasn't sent to give a Nevuah. His job here is to be Mevaker Cholim. Kavod. And when he tells him this, that he's going to die, Sabbat HaLabeischa, that's just somebody telling him, you know, get your matters in order. And this isn't Mechayev more than what a Baal Chalomos tells you. That's what the Gemara brings in the Baal Chalomos. And Chizkiyahu can say, Kalei Nevuascha B'Lutzei, because this isn't a... This isn't a classical nevuah. Here he's coming as a mevaker chola, giving good advice. Just like we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu also came, and he said, "No, it's not derech eretz for me to stay here. I'm coming as a mevaker chola." Okay, possible a mahalach in the sugya, and we should be zoche to continue seeing the flows mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.